much for joining us today for a brand new call with one of our returning master healers, Ina van der Velden. So excited to have her back with us today because our topic is divine shift. Rapidly transcend the 3D reality to leap into a happier, healthier vibration. I am super excited for this call. And one of the things you guys are going to notice is that we will also have Gretchen with us on this call to assist me because we're going to try this out. We're going to see because Gretchen, now you, most of you guys are very familiar with her. You know of her or you have talked to her or worked with her. And we're going to see how this format kind of sits with you guys. So let us know because sometimes it's good to have another person's feedback as well, and Gretchen will be chiming in whenever she feels that there's a need to, you know, to maybe there's something I'm missing and she needs to comment. So say hi, Gretchen.
Hello, everyone. Happy to be here.
And, of course, our special guest speaker today is Ina. I'm going to tell you a little bit about her in just a minute, but first we're going to talk about what we're going to learn in today's call. You're going to learn a secret to claiming your birthright of a divine child. 7 steps to start living your life as a divine child who is always loved, protected, guided, and cherished by the creator of all that is. What should you do to become a divine alchemist of your body, your health, and your life? What should you do to break away from the 3D reality and to make a shift to the divine child reality? Do you want to know about the efficient way to break through your karma? If you feel exhausted, depressed, worn out, perhaps it's time for you to break the 3D reality and claim your right to the child of God's frequency. Very, very exciting. Can't wait to hear about it. And a little bit about our special guest speaker, Ina van der Velden. She holds several qualifications, actually. She has a Bachelor of Science, licensed acupuncturist. She's also a PhD, an international healer, a spiritual instructor, and a writer. She's trained internationally, mastering over 20 healing modalities, holding degrees, diplomas, and certificates from 6 countries from around the world. Due to her extensive training, Ina got a deeper understanding of the divine nature behind all healing. Ina's living teacher, Michael, taught her how to create a direct channel with the creator of all that is, the source, God, and experience those energies. This is an invitation for everyone to finally break the 3D reality of suffering and start living your life as a divine child. This new reality includes major health and life improvements, direct teachings from God, and direct healings from God and his kingdom of archangels, angels, Jesus, and other masters. Recently, Ina published 2 books for family reading, Tara, Mission to Earth, and The Family Companion, which immediately shifts both children and adults into the energies of a divine child and helps them create miracles in their lives. And we're going to hear about the program Ina has for you guys today because that, too, has created miracles in people's lives. So, Ina, welcome to the show, my dear. Wonderful to have you back with us.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Gretchen. And I'm so happy and excited to be back on From Heartache to Joy. And I am blessing both of you, Aaron, Gretchen, and of course, I'm blessing everyone who is listening to this program today. And I feel privileged, I feel honored, and I feel very happy.
Thank you so much, Ina. Thank you. We're happy to have you with us. And I wanna begin by asking you, because you've had many successful offerings with us in the past, what prompted you to create this particular offering, this purpose? What is the purpose of this package?
Well, this package is a miracle to me. And what prompted me to do that is the shift of the earth. As we know that around 3 years ago, the frequency of the earth was 7.83 hertz, according to the Schumann resonance. But within, after this, until 3 years ago, it was 7.8, and then it began to accelerate between 15 to 25. And on January 31st, it was measured again, and the Schumann resonance reached 36 hertz.
Wow.
For the first time in recorded history. And that means that...
This is this January 31st? You're talking
about
this year?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Yes. So we are approaching a higher frequency of love. And that's what's happening to the Earth. And you know what? I'm going to tell you a story. Would you like to hear a story?
I would love it, yes.
Every day we are living our ordinary life. Whatever it is, right? For every person, it's a little bit different. And in this life, mm-hmm. there are some lovely moments, like holidays or maybe birthdays or some shiny patches when you feel perfectly happy. But they are only patches. And the rest of the time, and sometimes most of the time, we have to deal with something. We have to deal with health issues, with piling up medical bills and anxiety about other bills, and we have to deal with many hours of work after which we are completely exhausted. We have to deal with patches of depression, anxiety, sluggishness, lacking of willpower. So the sky is the limit. And guess what? It's approximately the same for every second person. And sometimes there may be, or maybe with a meditation or two, we brighten up our week. And that's normal. That's normal for most people living on this earth. But now imagine that there is, you are sitting at home and you're having your morning cup of coffee or tea, and there is a knock on the door. And you open the door, and there is a man in a tuxedo standing there with a big package. And that man brings you that package, and there is a letter. It says an invitation. And you open up that letter first, and you see that this is an invitation to the royal family. And you're saying, wow. And that royal family, they live a life of joy and abundance and health. And they have incredible connections all over the world. And every member of this family, they have life purpose. They are perfectly healthy. Their heart sings every day. And that royal family is called the divine family. And you think, and you open that letter, and you are taken aback. And you start opening the package, and you see a beautiful dress. And you are invited to the royal family event. Moreover, everything will be provided. Everything will be taken care of. And everything will be there. And you are invited to that life. And the message says that we've just discovered that you are part of the family. Please join us and forget about that life, some of the misery that you have. Join our joyful and abundant life. And now you have a dilemma. And the dilemma is that, okay, but I already know my life. Yes, it's not perfect. I have health issues. I have some suffering. I have some probably relationship issues, but I know that. But would that dress fit me? Would that invitation fit me? What do I do to start living that life of the royal family, of the divine family? What if it is a scam? What if it does not exist? So you ask yourself all these questions because the invitation is there, but it's your choice either to take it or not. So that program that I'm presenting to you today has all the answers. And it has courage, and it has everything that you need to have so that you would leave behind your fears, and you would join the royal family, because it says in big letters in your letter, in that invitation, that it's your birthright.
I love that. That is so beautiful. I love that. And it sounds so true, and it resonates with me a lot, because I have been talking about this too. That was really beautiful, Ina. Thank you for sharing that. And I'm so excited about the product that you have today, because that's basically the invitation that you're talking about with the letter and the package. So very, very exciting. We'll talk about that in just a little bit.
Miriam, I have a question.
Go ahead, Gretchen.
So when you first started talking, Ina, you talked about the Schumann resonance, right? And that the earth is moving up into a higher vibration. So my question is, what if people choose not to take that invitation and they don't rise with the earth? I don't even know if that makes sense, but that kind of is what popped in my head.
Yes, and thank you for that question, Gretchen, because some people choose not to take that invitation. And it's okay not to take that invitation, because you are continuing to live your life with whatever problems you had. It's okay. But when you take that invitation, this upgrade energy, it changes our biochemistry. This program is called a divine shift, and this shift is really divine, because we activate those parts of our brain, those additional aspects of our DNA, and likely new strands of our DNA, that will open the doors for your dream life. With this life comes many, many things. I would like to give you an example of one of the people whom I know who took up that life and who decided, okay, I'm following that path. Would you like to hear that?
Please.
This is a person. She is a young corporate lady. She is a tired corporate lady. And she's not religious at all. And I'm telling you that when I'm talking about divine family, and I'd like to clarify it first, when I'm talking about the divine family, I'm talking about God, but not in the religious sense. Because for every single person, because we all come from different religions or not religions, from different countries, it can be the divine truth, the universe, the love light. So sometimes I use the word God, I use the creator of all that is, I use the source, but it is not the term that you're not familiar with. It is the term of the source of everything that we are. And that is why I'm using this term interchangeably, and I wanted to clarify it first. But now, coming back to that lady, that person was not religious. But when I was speaking to her, and she called me and she said, I don't know what's happening in my life, because she's young, but she's always tired. And progressively, she is getting more and more and more tired, despite of all the physical training exercises she's doing. Despite of all the meditation, sometimes she did some meditations she was doing, lots of walks, lots of support, but she was constantly tired. And she says, I have a lot of pressure in my work. And I pushed myself to such a point of corporate burnout that I want to try this. I really want to try this. Give it to me. I'm trying this. And what started happening? So her whole life started shifting. It started changing after that. Instead of constantly tired, now she's filled with energy. And to her, it's a big, big deal. She was constantly stressed, and now she does not have any stress at all. She constantly strives to find more contracts. But now she those contracts, and she was taken aback. She called me and she said, "I don't know what's happening, because previously I had to really work hard for these new contracts, but now they come into my life in an effortless way."
Beautiful.
Moreover, she started spending less energy at work. And what she says, she said, "Ina, I followed your advice because I started using not my own resources. Do you know that we are given a particular amount of breaths and energy for a lifetime?" So she used to use up your energy and your life resources, your breath. She started using, before she used it very, very fast, depriving yourself of that vital life force. But now, she says, "I don't know, every time I step into that program," and she listens to some of the MP3s in this program now, she says, "I always have extra energy, always. And I'm showered with the opportunities. I have better relationships." That's what she shared. And she said, "I have now daily joy, like daily joy. I'm able to enjoy the moment. I'm working about this life, and I'm enjoying everything that I have around. Even when I have a boring patch, I'm still enjoying what I'm doing, and it brings me more energy." And she used to be anxious and depressed some of the time, and she suffered a lot from anxiety. And now anxiety and depressive moments are completely gone, and her headaches are completely gone. So this is huge,
wow,
isn't it?
That is amazing. Yeah, what a shift. That is really amazing. That sounds super exciting. So that's what happens if you do shift, if you do choose to take the invitation and shift with the higher frequencies, or if you don't, then you can continue living the life that you have right now. I was also wondering, Ina, when you work with so many people, and as you're helping them shift, what have you found that majority of your clients are not doing correctly? Like, is there one thing in common that they are maybe mistaken about, or something that they're not doing correctly?
Yes. There is one thing that people are not doing correctly. There's one thing that unites all the people who are who have issues in different aspects of their lives, and they came for healing. And that thing is that normally people think that someone else will give them a better healing. It can be Ina, it can be Aram, it can be Gretchen, it can be any other healer, but they will elevate their problems. But guess what? It doesn't work like that in reality. But what really works in reality is when they claim their birthright. And this is huge, because when you realize
it,
when you first
it is, you're absolutely right, it's a huge shift in the mind, in the belief system. It's a huge shift.
Yes. And where they start, when they start using their birthright of a child of God, so that's the thing, is just to realize that you are not a small insect who came to this earth. You are not even an animal. You are not a crystal. You are not a plant. You are a human being who has God's DNA, the Creator's DNA, which is asleep in your body. And when you claim that DNA, when you say, "Okay, I'm claiming that DNA," when you start using your birthright, then you start creating your own reality of health, abundance, and happy life. But my role, I'm not a healer today. I'm a channel. I'm a channel of the Creator's energies. And all I'm doing, I'm giving a toolbox how to do it. I am giving the instructions for these invitations that I described previously. So you have that invitation, but you also have a toolbox. You also have everything that you need to do to start to make that shift. Because some people, they crave for shift. They crave for shift, but their fear is stopping them. You know, I figured out why people are not healing.
Mm-hmm. And why?
They are not healing because they are not accepting this energy. You know, our body, when it lives in fear, and I'm a Chinese doctor, I know that, and all the Western doctors and all people who did some research on that, they know that when your body is locked in fear, any fear, it can be subconscious fears, it can be the society fears about the war or something else. When your body is locked in fear, it becomes tense. And when your body becomes tense, it is not possible, it does not allow itself to absorb the energies of the Creator, because the energies of the Creator, they're all around us. They are buzzing. They are buzzing with nature. They are buzzing with life in nature that we see. They are buzzing in creative projects of people. But you disconnect yourself with fear. You disconnect yourself with the Creator. You disconnect yourself with the Source. You think that one other person, that Ina, can do the healing for you. But Ina cannot do the healing for you. But when Ina has God inside, and when Ina acts as a Creator's channel, that's what does the healing for you. And that was a big one for me. I discovered that when I attended a school of Mikhail Agayev, and he taught us to build up that channel. It's so easy. A lot of people remember it. A lot of people start remembering. Do you know what happens when you start doing it?
What do you start remembering?
Oh, personally, it was a wow to me. First, I noticed that there's some weird smell. And that was the first days. I started noticing, there's some weird smell that is in my house. Nobody smokes, but it smells of smoke. And I thought, that's really, really weird. And then a couple days later, this smoke dissipated, and all of a sudden, I started smelling such freshness. And later on, I discovered that my sense of smell has expanded, and I started smelling God. I started smelling the oxygen, the air that God is breathing.
Wow.
It was really a huge shift. And what I smelled before, the smoke, even though nobody is smoking in my family, but I felt smoke. That was my old energy patterns. All my fears were breaking. They were breaking. So when you start shifting to that 36 hertz, to that invitation of the earth, when you start raising your own vibrations, your perceptual abilities change. When you start
that
becoming,
really
to me it was a wow. To me it was a wow because
it is a wow.
It is a wow because what starts changing in your body shifts. It starts breaking old patterns. Your body starts shifting to different perception, to the perception when you start seeing angels. You start seeing angels.
Wow. That is amazing.
But the interesting
so
thing.
So fascinating.
Yeah, I want to see some angels.
Well, you know, it's funny because what you said, you know, you're talking, I'm like, I want this, I need to buy this package, I need to buy this package. Then, bam, this wall of fear came up and was like, no, you don't want that. Like, you don't want to see those angels. Like, you don't want that smell. Like, it was very, then you just started talking about the fear that comes in. And the other thing that, my other comment, and then I know we have to get to callers, but that was fascinating, is like, you said 3 years ago, right, that the earth really started shifting, right? And it's 3 years ago when this massive amount of fear, like we're living in more fear and more stress and more all of that now. Like, I'm sure that's not a coincidence that it all kind of like happened at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I will tell you more. Do you know that some people, I encountered that all. So some people were telling me, you are leading us through meditation. It's just a meditation. But you know what happens? It's just a meditation when you are locked in fear. But the energy, this kind of energy, the creative energy, it does not come through words. It comes through words just a little bit. But it comes through light code. And that's what I am transmitting. I'm transmitting the creator's light codes. And the thing is, when you build up that channel within yourself, you start doing it. You start doing it. Your breath becomes God's breath. Your eyes becomes
That's
God's
beautiful.
Eyes. And your hand becomes the Creator's hand. Do you know how I know that? Do you want to
know?
No,
I'd love to know.
Because God showed it to me. When I started building up that channel, I was taken on numerous trips with the angels to see the Father energy, to connect to the heart of the Father. I started seeing angels. I started seeing archangels. I started seeing Jesus Christ. And when it happens, some miraculous things start happening. Like, for example, yesterday, I was talking to my grandson. And my grandson, on Tuesday, he is flying out to Spain to do El Camino de Compostela, to walk and meditate and be guided. There's a whole school group who are going there. And I'm sitting there and I'm talking to him and I'm sending him blessings and saying, okay, you will learn a lot just by walking and being guided through it. And then the angels are telling me, yeah, but he cannot do it. He needs healing. And I'm taken aback. Mm. I thought, well, he trained himself. Mm-hmm. He's a health. And I said, and I was already talking to my angels and I asked him, all right. Where does he need healing? And he said, he hurt his meniscus. The angel said, he hurt his meniscus. He needs healing for his knee. And I said, okay, go ahead, do that healing. So the angel started doing that healing on my grandson. And I'm asking my grandson, and I'm telling him, well, you know what? It looks like your left knee is not ready for your walk. Do you think that you injured it or do you think? And he said, no, I'm fine. And I said, because I see the angels are working on your knee right now. They're healing your knee. Can you feel that? I asked him. And he's very sensitive. Mm. He says, well, I feel some lightness and then I feel warmth that swept all over my knee. And I said, well, and you deny that you have heard it. And he said, well, you know, when you said that you see that my knee is hurting and it needs healing, it creeped me. And you said the angels told you that. It creeped me. And I said that everything is fine.
Creeped him out. That's so cute. Is his knee okay now?
He's walking. I haven't called him today because he's in school and tomorrow he's flying out. But, you know, because it did not come from me. It came from God, and that's a leap of faith. So when you start trusting, you start, and I will tell you, when I'm going to do healings, like one-on-one and do the process, I have one advice. When you relax completely, and when you take that invitation, and you take that invitation just for today, just for right now, and you start, and when you start being very relaxed and say, okay, show it to me, show this energy to me. A lot of people feel it like, I feel and see it. I feel it like a light electric current going through my body. And I see it as golden or violet light. And sometimes it changes. At night, it's more the violet light. And at night, I'm woken up by the Creator because He wants to be with me and I want to be with Him. And we are just staying together.
So beautiful. But I love that.
And a lot of people feel it, and even if you don't feel it, it's not because there's something wrong with you. It's because we are all different. And because my husband, look, my husband, he does not feel anything. I'm an acupuncturist. When I stick a needle into him, he does not feel anything. But but because he's so near to me and my energy started really soaring up, that what happened to him, do you want to know what happened to him?
Sure. We have to go to the caller too, but go ahead and tell us what happened to him. And then I just want to quickly announce that if you want to get a taste of this beautiful energy with Ina, so any kind of emotional or physical problem that you want to discuss with Ina, you're welcome to do that. You have to be on the phone and then press star to be placed in this queue. Okay, go ahead, Ina. You were telling us the story of your husband.
Yes. He saw an angel. My husband, who doesn't believe in anything.
So he can't feel energies. Yeah,
he
can't feel energies, but he saw an angel.
No.
That's so cool.
He cannot feel the energy. He cannot feel energies. Even when I stick needles as an acupuncturist on him, he can barely feel it. But when he saw an angel, and he saw the angel, it was on the second day of Christmas, on the 26th of December. He saw a ball. When he went to bed, he was falling asleep, and all of a sudden, he saw a ball of bright, iridescent, white energy just in front of him. And he started blinking his eyes. He opened them, closed them, opened them. I was already asleep. Closed them, opened them, closed them. The ball didn't disappear. He was seeing the angel, and then there was a nativity scene, like a movie, unfolding in front of his eyes for a moment. He said it was around a minute. He was shown a movie of the nativity scene. Can you imagine that?
Wow. That is fascinating. Wow.
It is.
That is really, really beautiful. Are you still freaked out, Gretchen, or are you willing to experience some of this?
No, I'm definitely willing. And what the fear is just the fear that's holding me back, right? Like, it's just like, oh, I don't want to play in that space, you know? Like, so it's just in my head, you know? So it's just very, very interesting. Before we get to callers, there's one question here that is similar to what I was experiencing, and it's from Elaine. She says, can there be blocks that prevent this? I'm assuming that this is the invitation from happening. Can you realize it, but like recreate the 3D reality, or is the stuckness gone forever?
Well, yes, unfortunately, the 3D reality, and I'm telling you, our 3D reality is not bad. It is given to us so that we could experience it, so that with our intention, we can be ripe to go and take that invitation and leave behind this fear. Fear is normal.
Mm-hmm.
Fear, worry, anger, it's what everyone, me including, we go through it. But when you start, that's why I created that package as a tool to, we start breaking that fear by raising our vibration. It will go away. To me right now, being with God, living through God is the most natural way. And that's not because I'm special. It's because you are special. You are special because you came to listen and you came to realization. Oh, if it is possible for me, how is Ina different? She's just doing her job. Mm-hmm. She's using her skill. But all of you, all of us have that skill. And it's going to shift.
Love it.
It's going to unfold in front of you.
Love it.
And you are going to be part of you. It's like joining the divine family. It's the family of joy. Well, if you choose to be fearful, yes, you can choose to be that. It's the planet of the free will. But if you choose to be joyful, the invitation is here for you, Gretchen, and others, and Elaine. The invitation is here for you. It will dissipate. Fear will dissipate. Mm-hmm. Because, look, it took our Earth how many 3 years to raise its vibration. I'm not saying that it will take you 3 years. Some people have a leap of faith. And they heal instantaneously. You know who does not heal instantaneously? Mm. People who don't have a leap of faith. People who are stricken by fear. People who say, no, I'm not ready to heal my issue because my issue is serving me.
Mm.
I want when people...
And the issue is part of their identity,
I suppose. I cannot go beyond it. I like it. I like all this attention. But you can get all the attention of the Creator and the angels instead.
Well, yeah, I love it. Cool. I for mm-hmm. one, would love to
Hello?
Take a leap of faith.
Yeah,
yes. Can
very
you hear
cool.
me?
Hello?
Yep, I can hear you.
Hello?
I don't know if Ina can hear us. Can you hear us, Ina?
I don't think she can.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Hello?
So... Can you message her, please, that we can hear her? Maybe she needs to dial back in.
Yeah,
hello?
That would be my guess. Hi, Ina.
Let me disconnect her. Ina, can you hear us? Okay. I am going to disconnect. Yeah, so she's disconnected. You might have to message her. Well, doesn't this sound great, you guys? This is really, really awesome. I am super thrilled. Can't wait to see the interaction with the callers. And I want to read a comment from, it seems like somebody who has worked with Ina before, Susan from Sacramento, said, good morning, Iram, Gretchen, and Ina. Gretchen, and Ina is a great healer. She has helped me to heal many issues, including past life karma. Ina is also very supportive of me. I purchased this package even before listening to the Tel Summit because I know whatever she teaches us will be for our best. Thank you, Ina. That is beautiful. We will send this comment to Ina so that in email because I don't think she's joined us back yet.
Yeah, yes, I'm here.
You're back. Okay, wonderful. So that was from one of your past clients who said that, which is great. And I want to go ahead and start unmuting some of our callers that have been waiting eagerly to work with you and experience some of these energies. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the first caller, and then after that, we will just let you pick the caller. So the first caller is area code 317. You are on now.
Hello. Hi, Erin, Gretchen, and
hi.
Oh my God, thank you. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, you're welcome, honey.
What
do you want to work on today?
Well, I'm having a lot of insomnia issues. I'm able to fall asleep, but then I'm waking up and my legs are really stiff. And I've tried everything from supplements to medications, lots of meditation. And I don't know what is blocking me from getting better sleep.
Okay. Would you like me to scan your your 3D pattern that is blocking you?
My sleeping pattern, you said?
Yeah, the sleeping pattern.
Sure. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Right. I didn't catch the name of the caller.
Julie.
Okay, Julie. What I'm seeing right now, I'm seeing that this pattern is the fear of being alone. So you have the lack of sleep because you are afraid to be alone. That's what the angels are showing me. And they are also showing me some kind of an incident in your childhood when you were scared. And that was the beginning of that problem. So that was the trigger, the beginning. Would you like me, does it resonate with you? What do you feel about that?
I have a good relationship with my kids and my husband, so I don't necessarily, I mean, maybe it's subconscious. I don't understand it, but I don't feel alone.
Well, that's what the angels, I got used to trust the universe, and that's what the angels are showing me. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Our loneliness, it goes deep into being alone, not being connected, so to speak. You're connected with your family. You're connected with your husband, with your kids. But sometimes, deep down inside, you are not connected. You are not connected with the source. Would you like me to do a little bit of healing on you?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So I would like you to just relax. And relax completely and be in a very receptive mode. And I'm sending this energy to you. I'm sending the energy of love. I'm sending the energy of light. I'm sending the energy of connection, of deep connection with the source. And this energy is golden, and it's going through your feet. It's going through your whole body. It's going through your whole body, through your arms and legs, and it's going to your head. And now I'm shown how the angels are releasing, removing that lack of sleep patterns from your head. And giving you, saturating you with light, saturating you with love. And other people who are on this call, you can also feel that energy because it is for everyone, but it is targeting Elaine. And how are you feeling right now?
Lighter, better. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel that energy? How did you feel it in your body? Were you able to perceive it, to receive it?
I felt a little bit of bumping in my feet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wonderful. I'm also told by the angels, so this is a deep connection with your heart. A deep connection with your heart.
Okay.
So that's what the fear is coming from. And I'm sending right now, let me, with your permission, can I send this energy straight into your heart?
Oh, sure. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. And the God is telling you, and because I can hear these words, that I have always been with you. Just open your heart to it. Because we are talking about the connection at a very deep level. Not at the earth level, but at a very deep level to connect to who you truly are, to connect to your heart. And that's what's happening. Can you feel that?
I can feel my heart like making different beats or skips. Yeah, I can feel it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Julie. Thank you, Ina. All right. All right, Ina, if you want to pick our next caller, do you want to pick between 1 and 22?
3.
All righty, number 3. Your first 3 digits are 626. 626.
Hi.
You are unmuted. Hi, welcome.
Hi, my name is Maureen. I have a question and a request. When I do work, initial work, sometimes I get this really strong smell. It's almost like choking me. And I was just wondering, she said that she had smelled smoke and it was clearing matters or whatever. And I was just wondering if that's what's happening with me, that as I do the work, it's clearing stuff up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I scan you, please?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What I'm seeing, I will tell you what I see. I see some blockages on the right side of your body. And these blockages, they are the part of the head on the right side of the body and the right arm that I see is being blocked. And yes, it is answering your question. Yes, they are just low structural patterns that are showing up. And that's probably what you are feeling, because together with the when we are rising our vibrations, and you said that you are doing a lot of clearing, so that's what happens. That's what happens. Moreover, there is also sometimes when we are afraid of our own dark patterns, when we are fearful that we are carrying those dark patterns. Sometimes people don't, and I was among them, people don't accept themselves of being good and bad at the same time, and being bad is our lower patterns, low structural patterns. And right now, what I'm seeing is for you, like it's advice from the creator of all that is and from the angels to start accepting yourself as both. As I'm good and I live on this earth, I pick up stuff, some stuff comes from collective consciousness or from whatever. It's okay to be like that. Would you like me to clear it?
Please. Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I feel like I get up in the morning, I just don't know what to do with my time. I don't know what to do with myself. I don't seem to have motivation to do anything.
Yes. And what I am doing right now, I am saying, in the name of God, because I see a deeper pattern. If you want me to name it, I will say. If you don't want me to name it, you want me to name it?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you feel abandoned by God, abandoned by the creator of all that is. And that's what's stopping you from the next step towards rising your vibrations. So right now, you gave me your permission for clearing, right?
Yes. Sometimes I wonder if I'm the one that abandoned God.
Yeah, that's what they showed me. And thank you for for seeing that. Okay, so in the name of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of the divine kingdom and the divine family, I am asking and I am commanding that pattern to leave your body. Right, and can you please breathe? Yes. Yeah, release it. Say, I don't need you anymore. Just release.
Yeah, I feel this need to breathe deeply.
Okay, and how are you feeling right now?
Yeah, I feel really tense. Oh my God, I feel so tense.
Okay, where do you feel that tension?
On the right side, but near the heart.
Right, okay. Whew. Okay.
Oh, is that fear cropping in?
Yeah, so how is it feeling right now?
I feel this need to breathe deeply.
Yes. Please breathe deeply and tell that I don't need that pattern anymore. I don't need it. I let it leave. I let it leave my body. And receive light. Receive light. Receive light. All right. How does that feel right now?
It's getting lighter, yeah.
Yes, yes. Yes, there was it works. I will tell you, there's nothing creepy about it. There's nothing fearful about it. But I will tell you what is happening. What is happening is that when we start thinking, when we have one issue, one fear, one trigger sometime in the childhood or something like that, then when it starts repeating, it becomes a bigger and bigger and bigger pattern. Okay? And when it becomes a bigger and bigger and bigger pattern, then when we start having issues with our health, with our relationships, with our feeling, with that abandonment or whatever feeling, it starts growing. And that's why when you raise those vibrations with this package, right, when you start raising these vibrations, it will come out very nicely and by itself. So it starts breaking up in pieces because it cannot stay within the higher vibrations. Right now, I just stream that light and love for 1 minute or less than 1 minute to you, right? And you feel lighter. So is the previous caller, right? But when you start doing it, those patterns will break down and you will notice that you don't have any physical issues that you used to have. They start collapsing, those patterns. As you rise your vibrations, the patterns start collapsing. Does it make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
So the angels are showing me how they are wrapping your heart in a beautiful green and pink blanket so that it can rest and it can recover and it can go back to its original beautiful pattern. And I can see that the right side of your body has cleared too.
It has,
hasn't it, right?
Yes. Yes.
So that how it works.
Beautiful.
And how it works is that these all the patterns, you don't, for example, some people are saying, I can give you, I don't know, Adam Gretchen, do you want me to give an example of a healing that I did previously, or you want me to proceed with the callers? What do you want me to do?
Whatever you feel like, hon. You go with the flow.
I go with the flow. Okay. So I'll give you an example of a person. Sometimes we don't realize what triggered something. We don't realize that all these deeper patterns, they come from one thing, that you are disconnected, that we pray to the creator of all that is only when we either need something or feel so bad that there is no other way. That's only when we start claiming our right. But the rest of the time, we think that what we feel and the feelings that we have of suffering, of fears, of worry, of abandonment, etc., it's normal. Guess what? It's not normal. It means that there is something, there's some hook that is sitting in the body and that is making you unhappy and unhealthy. And, for example, I can give you an example of one person who I had one session with that person. And she was very deeply relaxed, and she was able to absorb these energies, because when we start absorbing them, that's when the miracle happens. And she felt warm, and she felt as if cocoon was surrounding her. And then after the session, that person had a tick beat her when she was a young girl, like when she was 10 or 7, I don't remember now, something like that, she told me. And then 20 years ago, she started developing all kinds of problems with her feet, hip, hands, fingers, neck, everything. She's been living in deep pain for 20 years, deep, deep pain. But after one healing, her pain decreased 50%. How can it be that you've been living for 20 years with pain, and some pain has gone? Like she recently wrote to me that her neck pain is completely gone. How can that be?
Mm.
She said, I'm desperate because I've been living with pain for 20 years.
Mm.
And I told her, okay, listen to those testing, because I send out testing meditations for people to try out. Listen to those testing meditations and let it disappear completely, because it's all fixable. It's only our fear that we are not, that is stopping us, our tension, our fear. And moral.
I so agree with that. I totally agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she said that one day she had injured her knee and she had a problem walking. And after listening to the session, so she replayed the session and she listened to it once, and the pain was gone, completely gone.
Mm.
But also she noticed that she also noticed much improvement, many improvements in many other of her symptoms. For example, her heartburn decreased, she has better digestion now, she has better bowel habits. She also noticed lightness in her heart, more joy, more hope, better sleep. So that's what she noticed.
I love it. After 20 years of pain, what a beautiful transformation. And, you know, I wanted to comment really quickly. The reason why I really resonate with this is, you know, I follow the Sufi tradition, and that's one of the things the Sufi masters always taught too, that the root of all suffering, all anxiety, all pain really comes from disconnect from God. Because God is love. Absence of love is fear. So you are in some way, at some place, at some level, feeling a disconnect, and that is what ends up causing, you know, first it's fear, and then it manifests in the body, you know, in some way, shape, or form. This is so fascinating, and like I said, it is really so resonating with me. Ina, we have a lot of people asking about the package, so let's go ahead and talk about your offering, because I'm sure people are just really excited to experience what they can shift and how magically they can shift really into this amazing
new frequency and claim their birthright. So we're going to go ahead and talk about the offer. I'm going to announce the URL so you guys who don't have the link can type it in. It's orderjoy2020.com/ENA23. I'll repeat it again, orderjoy2020.com/INNA23, the number 23, or you can just press the link. So this is the offer, and I would love for you to go ahead and explain what's in package A and what's in package B, please.
Okay. All right, so there are two packages that I'm offering, and package A consists of several steps. There are 9 MP3s in item one, so there are 5 items altogether in package A. And in item one, there are 9 MP3s. So these 9 MP3s, they are 7 steps to make that divine shift. There are only 7 steps for you to raise your vibrations to the level when you start healing. Because I will tell you one thing, if you don't want to see the angels, they will never come, because they are very nice spiritual beings, and you don't have to do that. You can, for some people, the main goal is to heal. And these 7 steps, they are targeting this healing. So step number one, this is MP3 number one. It is the divine child all-purpose frequency. It is the frequency for all conditions and for all life situations. Why? How can one frequency heal all? Because this is a direct golden light, light codes that I am translating to you so that you could direct your attention. You could direct your attention to the place with your intention, right? To the place that needs healing. So this is number one, the divine all-purpose frequency. Just with your intention, you draw your attention to the area which needs healing. So that is a number one. Number two, step number two, that is MP3 two. It's called the Golden Pyramid Protection. And what it does, this was shown to me by the creator of all that is. I felt so honored when basically I was taken to the creator, and they showed me how to create that pyramid, and they showed me the whole process. Because sometimes people think that we are better protected with this or that, or I will do whatever for protection. And I am not, like, everyone has his own or her own protection. But this is the most powerful protection that I was shown against negative influences, curses, entities, lower frequencies. With this, you can protect yourself, you can protect your family, you can protect your home, and you can feel safe with the gods, with the creator's protection. I always use it when I travel, when I need, when I leave my home, and I put it on my home and put it on myself. And this is a brilliant protection, okay? Step number three, and MP3 number three, it's called the Cosmic Mind Infusion. So what it does, it opens your mindset, because we already noticed in with caller number one and caller number two, we noticed that sometimes we have fears, for example, the fear of abandonment or the fear of loneliness, but we don't even realize that we have it, because it is so deep that our mind, it's not in our conscious mind. It's somewhere in our subconscious mind. And what this MP3 does, it opens you up, it opens your mindset to receive the frequencies of the creator of all that is, and you start shifting yourself. You start rewriting you believe. And that's when your old patterns that were holding you back, they start collapsing. And you step into a higher vibrational life. So that's what that MP3 does. And then there are other MP3s. That is step number four. It is the ocean of cosmic love. This is MP3 number four too. And what it does, it I was wondering, in my life, there are so many situations when you feel nervous and you feel a certain pattern with a relative, and that repeats, and they make you feel bad, or they get under your skin, or you feel worried, or you feel angry, and you know that you feel angry, and you know that you feel irritable sometimes, but you cannot do anything about it. So here is that MP3 that you can do something about it. Because when you shift from all these lower vibrational emotions that is part of our 3D vibrational life, anger, fear, sadness, worry, lack of joy, when you shift into that frequency that I singled out for you, the complete ocean of cosmic love, you feel emotionally neutral. And that vibration, that light code of emotional neutrality, it sets in, and you start feeling that, wow, why did I react to that? So you really become invulnerable in the emotional sense. And I know how it goes, because myself, I am very often emotionally vulnerable. But when I started connecting myself to the divine family vibration of the ocean of cosmic love, I started shifting more and more to invulnerability, emotional invulnerability. It's not because you don't feel. It's not because you are not compassionate. You are becoming so compassionate that you... just your words heal people, but it don't destroy this feeling of pity on other people, or anger, or fear, or frustration. It stops, it doesn't destroy you anymore. That's what I'm talking about. And then the next step is step number five. And step number five is daily creations of a divine child alchemist. Here, I really gave you a hint of how to create your morning, daytime, and bedtime routines. So this is basically a set of transforming frequencies for raising your vibrations in the morning, during the day, as well as during the bedtime. And sometimes what happens that you go and all of a sudden, or you wake up in the morning, you already don't have any energy. Boom, listen to this. Listen to this process, and immediately you'll have a raise of energy. You go during the day and something upset you. Something did not work out the way it's supposed to work out. You had a bad appointment, or you had a bad experience, or something like that. Listen to that vibration, and you will notice how your appointment, and you will get something even better, get an appointment that is even better, or this feeling that you have, like anger or something, dissipates completely. The bedtime routine is gorgeous. I use it every time myself, because it is... the routine that allows the divine child, the divine alchemist within you, to restore the energies of yourself. So basically, you connect to the divine alchemist within you to recreate the template, the blueprint of the creator in your life. And you start, basically, it's a rejuvenation process for you. And it works really, really well. And there are some people who write that these three are shorter meditations, not to overwhelm you and not to take a lot of time from your day. But I decided to record them separately, not in one go, so that you could choose or use them on a daily basis, so that they will set in these frequencies in you, and they're all God's frequencies. They're all God's frequencies. And you will rejuvenate your body. You will start working on your body. You will start working on your issues. You, for example, if you have an issue with your arms, legs, or something emotional, you listen to that bedtime routine before you go to bed. You wake up, you're a new person. You will not even notice how it will be gone. And that's what some people are saying when they use that, and they liked it because that's what happens. Okay, and then step number six is when you recreate your future with a golden seed of divine truth. That is MP3-8. And this process, again, it is awesome to me because I was shown that process by the creator of all that is. I was taken to that part, to that reality, where they showed me that golden eagle that is giving you the golden seed of love that you personally can plant into any area in your life which is not working out. For example, if you have financial problems, you can place that seed of love over there. If you have health problems, you can take it there. If you have some deeper problems, then you can put it over there. This is a very beautiful process, and it gives you extra energy, and it gives the higher frequency to that area of your life. And then some people have more areas of their life, some less, but the most general ones is health, it's home, it's relationship, it's health, I mentioned, right? It's the abundance issues. Yeah, we all have the same issues. For example, if you are doing renovations in your house and something is not happening, plant a golden seed there, and you will see how it will start happening, right? So that's step number six and MP3-8. And then step number seven and MP3-9 is the process which is called visit the temple of silence to work out your karma. And this is an awesome, very deep process. And the master showed me how to do that process. This is the process to release and relieve your karma by standing in that energy, by standing in those light codes and coming to deep realization. Because today, for the live callers, I helped you with the realization. I helped you with the deeper root of something that might create issues, but or is creating issues or whatever. But this is something that the best is always to resolve by yourself. So when you stand in this process and you realize that that's how you're thinking about your issue, and you realize you are getting those light codes, and you realize how you created that issue, then immediately, because the creator of all that is, you don't need to stand on your knees for hours and hours and hours. You know, the creator of all that is told me that he forgives instantaneously. As long as you realize it and as long as you accept it, there's instantaneous forgiveness. And that's why we have instantaneous healings. sometimes. Because sometimes it works when people accept and they say, oh yeah, wow, something is gone immediately, like the issue is dissipated immediately. Okay, so item number two. This is two 75-minute transformational healing webinars. And in these healing webinars, I'm going to give you deep spiritual revelations about these all of these eight MP3s and mentioned, eight, nine MP3s mentioned above, seven steps. So I broke that in two because it's too overwhelming for one, but when you break the 3D reality and open a higher vibration reality, you will start experiencing changes, shifts. And I'm going to lead you through these shifts, and I'm going to show you that all these shifts, they are absolutely normal. And that's how you are shifting into the planet's vibration. That's how you will match that invitation. That's how you manage those 36 invitation, 36 hertz vibrational reality and shift from the old issues, old problems, old dramas, old trauma. So that's what I do. And in webinar number two, we are discussing the MP3s 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. And again, we're going to go deep what's standing behind these frequencies that I'm translating and transmitting in these MP3s. Yes. Item three is a bonus MP3. And item three is skin breathing. And it will show you the way how to release old patterns through your skin and how you can give it out. So I was also shown that process. So basically, it reminds a little bit of a rebirth, and it allows you to restore the energy supply to your cells, because we have some blockages and we don't even, sometimes we're not aware, and it's only when this frequency goes, right? Oh, something, yeah, I have constriction in my heart, or something is hurting in somewhere. That means that this problem is already developing, right? If you don't have it acutely in your life, then when during the process, when you feel that discomfort, that means that the issue is developing, and we clear it even before it develops into any low vibrational pattern. Item number four is a private Facebook group membership. Okay, you ask questions about the problems in real time and you get a quick answer. And item number five is a PDF file with a very, very clear instructions on how to listen to these MP3s, what they do, how to listen to them, and everything else that you need to know before you start listening. Package B have all the items of Package A, plus it has a 25-minute private mini healing session. When you come with your particular issues, and I gave you the examples of how it works. Sometimes it works very fast. Sometimes you are ready to accept these healing energies, and within one session, it will clear. Sometimes you need to work with all these MP3s before you are ready to clear a very big, a very deep issue, very deep trauma in your life. That's how it works. All right. So I think that, and during this, yeah, I think that I don't know whether I covered everything or not. Adam or Gretchen,
I think there's a limited time bonus. which is also a seed of love healing. But is that the same as what we already have in package A? Because it says the time bonus, a seed of love healing.
A seed of love, it's targeting only your body. So that's a seed of love. In the MP3, we are targeting at least 5 areas of your life, and we are changing the vibrations. Mm-hmm. In the 5 areas, we are shifting. We are making the divine shift in 5 areas of your life. This limited time bonus targets only your human form, only your body. So,
okay. So something in the body. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Very good. Love it. Thank you so much. So, yeah, we have the package A with 9 really powerful MP3s that really can be life-changing just by that. Just that one item by itself is really, really powerful. And then we have all the other stuff in this package, but really just these MP3s can be life-changing. And you have the 275 minutes of transformational healing webinars. You have the bonus skin breathing MP3. You have the Facebook group membership so you can share and you know, share your wins and really increase the frequency on those. You have instructions on how to use the program. And then, of course, the limited time bonus, which is for one issue in your body. And you can use the MP3 again and again to work on different issues. And that is valued at $1,650. Right now, it is almost 91% off for our special offer that Ina is bringing to FHTJ, which we're very grateful for. Only for $147. And then if you want to add a private session, which is 25 minutes, then for a slight upgrade, that is for $197, and that's at a 90% discount. Either one of these really can be life-changing packages, you guys. So I hope you don't miss out on these, because this is the miracle zone. This is really, really amazing stuff. We are all of our team is already going to be using these too, because who wants to miss out on this, right? Really beautiful. And if you want to really raise your frequency to match what the planet Earth frequency is right now, which is, you know, a divine frequency where magic kind of begins to happen, then take advantage of this offer. Orderjoy2020.com/Ina23. Now, we do have a group process that Ina is going to be doing. I'm going to let you guys know what it is. First, we're going to address some questions. So this is called Your Divine Child Rewrites Worry. As you breathe within the golden light of a divine child, you release the most common of the 3D patterns, which is worry. When you send these energies to the object of your worry, you realize that your worry dissipates and the energy of a worrying situation changes. Send blessings to it and observe it walk out of your life. So that's going to be happening in a few minutes. And all right, so let's see. Ina, how long does one have to use these MP3s to see results?
For some people, it can happen very fast. If you're, again, it's all our acceptance. People don't heal if they don't accept. If they are fearful, they become tense. If they say, okay, I'm getting it. Mm-hmm. I want it. Please, creator of all that is, give it to me. Then it can happen really, really fast. For some people to build up that channel, it might take some time. And for some people, they adopt those process and they will become part of their life. And that's when their life starts changing. Because look, we got used to live in the 3D reality. We know what it's all about. We know all the ways, right? But these processes,
it's familiar.
All these processes, they set up new frequencies in you. You will need some time to start living the royal family life. You need to learn that first. You need to learn that first. You need to start absorbing and adopting these lives, these frequencies for yourself. You need to start resonating together with these frequencies, right? So it will take some time for some people, and for some people it won't.
Okay, thank you. And I know you probably explained this in the PDF, but I just want to address this for some people that have not gotten the package yet. Can they work with multiple MP3s at the same time, or do you recommend first working with one for a few days and then moving to the next?
Well, you will be surprised how powerful these frequencies are. That's why my suggestion is to get familiar with them first, but for a couple of weeks to listen to one at a time, and better yet, to accumulate the frequencies from one. For example, if you start, the base one is the Divine Child frequency. When you listen to it and start noticing, wow, something is happening in my life, everything is, I see things in a different way, then you can start really adding and adding, and then there will be multiple changes in your life. But because they are so powerful, I will tell you what happens to me. Sometimes I cannot even, and I listen to my own MP3s, because when I ground these energies, I ground them for that period of time, and then I need to re-listen. They are healing for me as well. Sometimes there's so much energy that you feel, your body feels, oh, no, I cannot absorb it anymore. And that's why you need to ground yourself. You need to stop and go for a walk. Go and swim. Go and play with the dog. Do whatever, but don't listen. Your body will tell you what to do.
Okay, beautiful. Can I use this product for a loved one? So if they bought the MP3 package, can they use it with a loved one?
Absolutely. There is a spiritual law, and that is the divine law, that you can send direct these frequencies. For example, you are listening to the MP3, and you can, with your intention or through your right hand, you can direct that frequency to a loved one. You can direct it only to people who are blood related to you without permission. Mm-hmm. With the rest, ask for the permission to pray for them, and then you can pray for them. And the spouse is a different story because the you can use it for the spouse, considering a spouse as a blood relative. But it's only the blood relatives, to children, to your mother, to your father, something like that.
Beautiful.
For the rest,
I love that.
You can too. You can do too. For the rest, you can do too. But you need your permission. You can their permission. You need their permission for that. They don't give you a permission.
Awesome.
Then they are not ready. That's it. That's as simple as that.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for answering those. Gretchen, do you have any questions?
I do have a question. I personally like to know, for myself, when I'm looking at packages that I want to buy, like who is right for a session and who's right for package A? Like, can you give a distinction, like why I might need a session instead of just package A, if that makes sense?
Again, when people need a session, they know that. When you have a very deep problem, you know that. You know that you need a session to sort out for yourself. But some people, they already know that everything is so clear in my life and I am flying. I just need some spiritual assistance to raise to a new, to a higher vibrations. And some people, they are not ready. I will tell you even more than some people have so powerful low frequencies that it they cannot shift it by themselves, and they know it, and then they come to the session and we release it together. So
awesome.
go with your intuition.
Thank you. Okay, awesome. Any other questions? I don't see any questions on the webcast. I think we addressed all of them.
Okay.
Awesome. So I guess now, just a quick reminder to everybody that the offer is at orderjoy2020.com/ina23. We do have a limited time bonus, so make sure that you buy within that time to get that bonus for free right now.
Afterwards, it's going to be for, you know, you will have to pay for it. So right now it's free, which is the Seed of Love Healing MP3, where you can focus shifting the frequencies of an issue in your physical body, and you can, you know, reuse the MP3 again and again for working on different issues, but first on one issue. As Ina said, these are very powerful MP3s. So orderjoy2020.com/Ina23 if you really want to feel that divine shift in your life, rapidly transcend the 3D reality and leap into a happier, healthier vibration, then this is your chance. So make sure you take advantage of it. And now it is time for us to do the group process, as you had promised, Ina. And I'm going to let you describe what you're going to do in the group process, what it's about, how people can prepare to receive it, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going right now to transmit that divine child frequency for you, and you can place your intention, and I will add today, because it feels like in the flow you feel what people need on the call, and I would like you also to direct it to the place in your body which needs healing. Okay, with your intention, and I'm going to do it. Please take a comfortable position, and sitting or lying down is the best. And open your palms, because when your palms are open, you feel more. You start feeling more. Please close your eyes and relax. Relax each part of your body. From your toes to your head. And breathe in and out slowly from your through your nose. And if a thought comes into your head, let it pass. Concentrate only on what you feel inside. Keep your eyes closed that you can really feel what's happening inside you, so that you can really feel these vibrations, these frequencies, these light codes. And breathe comfortably and go even deeper. Deeper inside yourself. As there's whole life happening inside you. Imagine and feel your body getting softer and heavier. And feel how the flow of energy goes through your skin, through your muscles, through your tissue, through your bones, and centers in your heart. And through your breath, you come to a realization that you are a divine child. It is your birthright to be a member of the divine family. And your breath is always connected with the Creator's breath. Just feel it. You are a divine child, and your heart is always connected with the Father's heart. And now start visualizing a beautiful pink lotus flower, this symbol of this eternal connection, in the center of your chest, opening up. And a golden stream of light and love comes out of it. Just feel that light. Feel that love. And that light and love, it joins your breath. And your sacred lotus flower brightens up and starts emanating golden bright light. And it starts flowing. It starts flowing inside your body. It goes to the place that needs healing. It goes to your arms. It goes to your legs, to your head, to your whole body. And now I'm opening up the sky's doors windows and portals, and even more love is coming out, and it starts pouring onto you. First like a gentle golden rain, but then like a flow, like a golden river all over your body, your energy bodies, and it goes deep inside you, deep inside your body, deep into the place that needs healing, deep into your worry, flowing deeper and deeper, flowing to the root of your worry, flowing to the root of the place that hurts. Absorb these energies, soak in these energies. Breathe together with that golden light from the center of your heart and with the golden river together, flowing through your muscles, tissues, bones, blood, your skin. Breathe with this golden light through your bones, through your tissues, organs, and feel that you become one with that light. With your internal eyes, see that golden liquid light. See that golden liquid love. And your breath becomes as big as the earth, as big as the universe, as big as the creator of all that is. Feel that vibration. Feel that love. And when your breath joins everything, joins the creator of all that is, you can hear the voice of your father who is saying, "Don't worry. I have always been with you. I have always been for you. But now, receive my love because you are connected to me right now and you can feel that connection. Receive it in your palms. Receive my love and soak. Receive it." "I have always loved you. I have always taken care of you. I have always guided you. Receive my light right now. Open your heart up to deeper connection. Because today you decided to join me. You decided to take my invitation to become part of my family. You have faith in me, and you trust that I love you. And today, with your mind, with your consciousness, make this divine shift. Make this shift to receiving my love, to receiving me, to receiving the fact that I have always been with you, and I will take your burden off your shoulder. Stream my light, stream my love to where you need to stream it today. Let it wash over you. Let it wash off all your worries, your sorrows, your pain. Feel that I'm grateful to you that you accepted me as you are grateful to me that you can feel my love. Feel my love, feel my light, and accept. And now I would like to send gratitude to the universe and send gratitude to the creator of all that is and to the divine family who allowed me to transmit these frequencies for your healing, for your highest and best, for you to become more connected with the source of the infinite energy, with the source of love, with the source of a higher frequency life for yourself. And thank you. Love and blessings. Love and blessings. Love and blessings.
Awesome. Thank you, Ina. That brought tears to my eyes.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
All right. So I just want to thank you, Ina, so much for sharing this space with us today and sharing this powerful package, this program that you have had access to and are sharing it with us. I can hear how powerful it is through your words and how happy you are and honored to share it with us. So I really do appreciate that. If you guys have any questions about the program, you can email us at support@fromheartachetojoy.com. We can help answer your questions. Like Aram said, there is a limited time bonus that you can, if you jump in for the next 24 hours, you can have access to that bonus for free. And it really, really looks like a powerful program. And I'm excited to jump in myself to help me work through some of those fears and everything else that I have going on. So I'm super excited to join and take part. So, Ina, thank you for being here. It's such an honor having you here today.
And it was my privilege, it was my honor, and I am honored and blessed with people who are listening or were listening to my explanations of this package and my healings today. And I am honored and feel blessed to be here. And thank you, Aram. Thank you, Gretchen, for having me here today. And I'm sending deep gratitude and blessings to all people today who will be or who have been on this call. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks, Ina. And thank you, everybody, for joining. I appreciate all of you and look forward to seeing you again soon. Thanks again. Thanks, Ina.
Thank you. Bye-bye.